Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because
I
enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Milton.
Yes, thank you, Milton. Thank you very much. And thank you all for listening to Ambivalent Voices. And after a four-month hiatus, we're back. Or I am, anyway. All by myself this time, just to really update you on what the heck is going on. I haven't done this in a while because, well, I was busy. And no one was pounding on my door to do a podcast with me. So we took a little break. But I think I'm going to start up again. I'm looking for people to join me. So if you're interested, you can send me email at ai@moab.com, or you can comment on the Ambivalent Imbroglio. That's at moab.com/AI. But there's a couple things I just wanted to talk about quickly as a final podcast in the old location for anyone who was subscribed there. This is an announcement that the Ambivalent Voices podcast has moved. So if I'm able to post this in the old location on Slapcast, you will hear it. And this is your notice that if you want to continue to get any new podcasts whenever they might come, you'll need to change your subscription in iPod or iTunes or whatever you're using to listen to these things. So the old location was on slapcast.com, and the old RSS subscription was there. The new location is at moab.com. That's moab.com/AI/voices. And there you'll find a link to the RSS feed. You can see it on the right. It says syndicate this site. I'll change that probably to say subscribe to this podcast. But anyway, if you subscribe to that in your aggregator, you'll get any future editions. Let me just turn off the metronome here. Not cool, not enjoying it. much better, thank you. Okay, so we've moved. There's that. And beyond that, let's see. We've upgraded equipment. I have a new microphone. I hope that makes this easier for you to hear. I also won't be using Slapcast and the phone interview technique anymore, I hope. I have a test run scheduled for a Skype podcast with Dave of Preaching to the Perverted, and he's in London, jolly old England. So we're going to try that out. And I hope you'll find that that's better quality and more fun. And it'll be fascinating to talk to him in England. What the heck he's doing there? He's working. I don't know. We'll see. He's going to tell me about it. Or he's going to tell us about it, if you listen. One other thing. You can also find a subscription to this in the iTunes Music Store, if you're interested. In their podcast directory, just search for Ambivalent, and this is the only option. Okay, so you can get one-click subscriptions from there, and I think it works pretty well, but if you don't like the iTunes thing taking over, a lot has happened since I last did this. Apple has introduced the iTunes podcast directory and all that business, and we're going crazy. And in addition, if you listen to the Legal Underground podcast, you'll find that quality has greatly improved in many podcasts, but not this one. This will be just your regular old low-tech, simple thing. So, okay, I'm going to babble on. The other thing I wanted to talk about really quickly is the law school podcast at lawschoolpodcast.com. And it's being done by, I learned about this from the Legal Underground podcast. Thank you, Evan Schaefer. And he also posted on blogcast.com. That's blawgcast.com. And it's a new podcast. It's going to be done weekly, according to its author, Daryl Fallon, who is a sort of 30-something starting law school in Kansas City in a couple of weeks. And so he's going to be talking about his experience in law school. It's pretty entertaining, especially if you're just starting law school. I think you'd find it pretty interesting because he's talking about all the kinds of things that you go through when you're first starting, and they're very common things that probably most law schools do go through, or law students do go through. And so I think, you know, it could be pretty interesting. And it's also a little bit funny. And it just lets you know you're not alone in these things. And, of course, he's looking for feedback. So I'm sure the show will develop and become more fun if you participate. So if you go to his website, lawschoolpodcast.com, you can find ways to contact him and ask questions or comment on the episodes. I just wanted to make a couple comments that, first, they suggested in their last podcast that all lawyers are rich, and I think Daryl wanted to challenge that notion, but I just want to say that's not true. I know that's not true. I sometimes think that good lawyers are not rich, but I know that's not true either. So I won't perpetuate any other stereotypes other than to say, I know I'm going to be a lawyer, and I know I'm not going to be rich, so there you go. They know that, and I'm sure they were just joking around. I just wanted to say that. The other thing is, though, that's going to be interesting is they're going to be looking for how the experience of law school changes Daryl in his, you know, as he goes through, how will he change as a person? And I will be interested in that, too. And the big thing I'm interested in is how long is it going to take before he gets freaked out by the idea of putting so much of his life online for anyone to hear? I think it's a little bit, it's kind of cool, but it's definitely experimental. Like, how are his peers going to react? How are professors going to react? And when he starts looking for jobs, how will this podcast play into that? And how will the podcast change? And how will his sense of, self-censoring change? Because I feel like mine has grown 10,000-fold since I started this process. I'm much, much more concerned than ever before about what I say and what I do and who might know about it. Just because, what are the repercussions? We don't know, especially before you have a job. And then when you have a job, if you're a lawyer, you're representing clients, gosh, it's such a crappy thing, really. One of the things I really dislike the most about the profession, at least from where I sit now, is just that thought of always having to be concerned because you're always going to be judged, and not just by the bar, but by your clients and your peers. And I know that happens in other professions, but I feel like it's much, much more rigid in the legal profession. So I am going to watch the Law School podcast and see how Daryl changes. And otherwise, I just wish him the best. I think it's a great idea. I wish I would have thought of it. And so good luck to you. And it also is more entertaining than something like this, where I'm just rambling on, because he's got a sidekick, and they joke around, and there you go. So go for it. Listen, lawschoolpodcast.com. Okay, I've plugged that enough, haven't I? All right. I think that's it. I'm just going to stop now. The future podcasts we've got coming up, I'm going to try the Skype thing with Dave. And Sui Generis has volunteered to do another podcast about the whole law school dilemma. He's currently in the process of deciding whether he's going to apply again and where he's going to go or what he's going to do, and I think that's all very interesting. And it makes me think that it might be nice to talk to someone like, Deborah Schneider, author of Should You Really Be a Lawyer, and see if she'd like to do a podcast. But I guess I better ask her before I tell you all about that. So she hasn't agreed to do that, and I haven't even mentioned it. So it's just a thought. And if you want to be on Ambivalent Voices, and so you don't have to listen to me ramble on, please just send me an email, moab@moab.com, or comment on the blog, and we'll get you all set up. And for now, thanks for listening.
Okay, I set the building on fire.